Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Joining us from the Motor City on the Celebrity Line is Cardinal right-hander Kyle Gibson. Another terrific performance yesterday. Kyle, good morning. Thanks for the time. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Good. Congratulations on the win yesterday. How'd that feel to get the team win but perform the way you did?
Yeah, it was good. It was a fun one. You know, anytime you can go out there and execute a game plan and actually make the pitches you want to make, it's a good thing. So sometimes it doesn't always work out that way. So and watching Jack on the other side, you know, being teammates with him last year for a little bit, and then knowing, you know, his time here in St. Louis, you know, that was fun to share the mouth in. And it was a good first game. Unfortunately, it didn't work out the second game, but got a chance to win the series and win the road trip today.
Yeah, what a performance it was by you and Jack Flaherty yesterday. You guys were going toe-to-toe there, and also a lot more swing and miss that we saw from you in that win yesterday. What was working for you?
I don't know that I do too much different from game to game. You know, I mean, at least the plan doesn't start too much different. I say that now, it's probably not completely true, but I can't give away everything. But I think it really just kind of depends on what I see the hitters are adjusting to, and you know, what pitches they put in play, what pitches they take early on. You know, gives me a pretty good indication of their approach for the day. And you know, lefties, I feel like we did a good job. You know, Ivan and I did a good job of, you know, using the cutter away, using the changeup away. And then going in when we needed to. So anytime I can take two pitches on an outside pillar to hitters, most of the time it works out for me.
Kyle, what did it mean to you when your manager stuck with you with the bases loaded late in the game, game is on the line, and he gives you that vote of confidence?
Yeah, as a starting pitcher, we never really want to come out of the game. So, if we get ourselves in a mess, we love getting the chance to get ourselves out. And, after everything settled down, I went up to him in the dugout and thanked him for the opportunity. And, it means a lot to have that vote of confidence.
Speaking of that, and with that bases loaded jam in the seventh that Dan was talking about, what is just going through your mind in that situation of how you're able to maneuver through it?
I had a couple of pitches in mind that I wanted to win and lose with. In those situations, both the righties, the righty I walked, and then, and at the end, I was finding a way to get to my slider in that instance. My slider felt really good the last few innings. And, when they pinch at Canna, it was really kind of, what's the game plan to get to a slider here? What's the game plan to kind of get his mind off the sweeper so I can get to it? So, and then with the righty, same thing. I know he took it, and I know I walked him, but, that pitch was just feeling too good at the time to have the game kind of hanging in the balance on anything else.
Kyle Gibson with us on 101 ESPN. Hey, Kyle, do you remember at what point in your career you became that convicted? You said to yourself, okay, this is the pitch I want to get to. This is the pitch I want to throw, and it's my responsibility. And it wasn't anybody else's. It wasn't anything that came from the dugout or the catcher's signals. When did you become comfortable enough in your own pitching skin that you basically said, okay, here's what I want to do?
And that's a good question. It wasn't early in my career, that's for sure. Because I think to be convicted in that, one, you have to have confidence in yourself and in that pitch that day. Or two, you have to know your preparation has been done. And if your preparation has been done, then you can trust it. And that's something that I would say in 2017, 2018, around there, I started realizing that, you know, my day-to-day, my inning-to-inning confidence needs to be put in, you know, my preparation and not in results. Because if it's in results, then, you know, I'm going to be up and down. But if I know that I'm prepared and I know that this is the pitch I need to throw, then it's a whole lot easier to have confidence in it. So in that situation, you know, my slider felt good. I knew that to righties, you know, that's obviously going to be my best pitch. And that preparation allowed me to have that confidence in it.
It's funny, Kyle, because I was saying to Brooke and Dan earlier, one of the things that I love about you, and I watched you a lot with Philly because we talked a lot before you got to St. Louis because you live here. So I paid attention to you, and you're a pitch maker. There are throwers that will throw a pitch in a certain situation, and then there are guys that will make a pitch in a bases-loaded two-out situation. There is a difference between throwing and pitching, and you seem to have adopted, at least from what I'm visualizing, the art of pitching. Is that a correct assumption?
Well, I don't necessarily view any of my pitches as what I would think of as a standalone pitch, right? Like, you know, there are pitchers in the game that, you know, they can go out there and throw 6 to 10 to 15 of the same pitch in a row and probably have success just as much on the first one as they do on the 15th one. You know, I don't know that I have, in my mind, one pitch that I can do that with. So, you know, all of my pitches play off of each other. So if I want them to be effective, you know, I need to be, for the most part, using at least 3 of them to all hitters. And if I'm doing that, then, you know, where my confidence and my approach and preparation come in is when I'm doing that well, you know, I like to believe that, you know, then I can make those pitches and use them at the right times and hopefully have success. And sometimes, like, you leave it in the middle and it doesn't work, and sometimes it does. But, you know, that is definitely pitching, like you said.
Kyle, we've talked to you a lot about how good this bullpen is, and Matthew Liberatore is now a key part of that conversation, showing that he can pitch multiple innings of relief. Scoreless inning for him yesterday, coming in relief after you. What have you seen from Libby in this role and his progression?
He just seems really confident in what he's doing right now, and I think he should be, right? You know, he's up to 98 with two really good breaking balls. And, you know, with his the success as a starter, you know, has the feel for a changeup. There's not many bullpen guys if they're going to run into, and the hitting coach says, "All right, he's got 4 pitches and he can throw them all for strikes." I mean, as a hitter in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, my guess is that is not what you want to hear, because you have no idea which ones are coming at you, and you might only get, you know, 2 pitches. So, it's a really, really tough matchup, and you've got a bullpen guy coming in with that kind of velocity and a good feel for it.
Kyle, are you on the bus right now headed to the ballpark?
Yeah, just got on. It's the 9:30, leaving in 5 minutes.
Yeah, guys giving you trouble for doing an interview with us or what?
Nobody said anything. I don't know. Maybe I got them just scared enough. I don't know. I try to not scare people around me, but hey, they're all kind of in their conversations, and I don't even think they can tell that I'm doing this right now.
Nice.
If you want any dirt, I mean, if you pick the right person, I might be able to give you some dirt on them. They probably wouldn't even know it.
Well, who's sitting by you? We'll take it. We're in talk radio.
Believe it or not, the guy that you just brought up is the seat in front of me, and he didn't even bat an eye. So I think he's locked in another conversation.
I love it.
It's good. Lance is 2 seats ahead of me. He's got his farming hat on. It's the only thing I can. It's got a corn cob on it. I don't know what that's called.
That's shocking.
You know, Lance.
Hey, Kyle. What is your preparation like after you pitch yesterday and the next 5 days? What's your routine like between starts?
Normally, depending on how I feel that first day, which most of the time isn't great. It's trying to take, you know, 3 days to feel good for a bullpen, and then as long as I feel pretty good on the bullpen day, then I'm not too worried about the next couple of days, but really trying to rest and recover. And I won't do too much today. I won't throw, I might not even, you know, get too loosened up, really. I'll get the arm moving a little bit and see the soft tissue specialist here, but probably won't do a whole lot. Try to rest and give the body a chance, because I started not throwing at all the day after I pitched, probably 6 or 7 years ago, and it works in 32 extra off days a year for me. So I feel like that's been pretty big for my recovery.
Hey, Kyle, we look at the standings every day. I know you guys don't because you compartmentalize and you really are literally in a day-to-day, live-in-the-moment proposition as players. But here we are on the 1st of May, and this isn't a great conversation to have, but you guys aren't in the cellar anymore. The team is playing well. Are you feeling things coming together for the Cardinals?
Yeah, I think that's, I understand for fans it's a lot different conversation and a lot different feeling, right? And it probably is a little bit, more frustrating to even think that we don't necessarily look at the standings. But, until you get to, 100 games in, 110 games in, you can have a whole different team on the field from April to May to June. And then it come together at the right time. And all of a sudden, you just flip in the standings. So, we feel really good about where we're at as a team. Obviously, we'd like to be, you always want to be first, wire to wire, be the team that people are chasing. But, as a team, we feel really good where we're at. Like you said, we're playing good baseball. And, we really have a couple of innings that have gotten away from us as a pitching staff, one of mine included. And we've only had a couple games where, as an offense, we just couldn't figure out the other guy. So, we're really confident about where we're at because, when you have a great bullpen and you have a great defense, then that can provide consistency for a team.
Kyle, I'm curious about your delivery and how you start. It's basically starting from the stretch, and it's a very simple delivery to the plate. Have you always done that, or is that something that you learned along the way?
No, it's kind of morphed over the years just a little bit. I used to, I've been sideways, I would say, on the mound in some fashion for a long time, but I've sometimes over pivoted to the right foot as I'm about to pick up my leg and go into my delivery. So as I've stood more parallel on the mound, it's kind of helped me avoid that move and try to keep myself more alive with my plate. I got a lot of levers and a lot of long limbs moving everywhere. And if those things are going side to side, it's a bad deal.
And that's why I brought it up. Thank you very much.
Hey, Kyle. 2 weeks from Sunday, May 19th, you are going to be the host. We will be the MCs for Swinging for Impact out at Top Golf in Chesterfield. And it's a great event every year. This is your first year with the Cardinals doing it. I know you've done it previously for Big League Impact at your previous stops, but it's just a great night for fans to be able to interact with you and your teammates and raise money for Big League Impact.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun night. I know there's going to be a lot of repeat people coming that have been there in the years past. But if you've never been, like you said, you're going to have probably anywhere from 10 to 15 current Cardinals and another, I would think five, past Cardinals that come and enjoy the event. And this gives you a chance to kind of see us doing something different. I know that sounds kind of silly, but every golf swing looks different. And they all look different from a baseball player too. So, and then it just gets you a chance and an experience to ask questions maybe that you haven't been able to have, some kind of conversations that you haven't been able to have with your favorite Cardinals. So I just found out here on the bus that Alec Biscuit Burleson is going to be there. So you can come watch Burley or Biscuit if you want to call him Biscuit. You can come watch Biscuit smash some games. It'll be fun.
Okay, we got to know the nickname. Is it a biscuit away from something? Why do we have Biscuit here?
Listen, I have no idea. This nickname predates me. All I know is Burleson, Biscuit, and Barrels all start with B, and that he does all these things. So I'm going with the Biscuit.
All right, good. Hey, have fun. Today is just relaxed day for you. You don't even put your spikes on, do you? You just wear sneakers out there and watch the game, right?
Yeah, no spikes. Sit there and cheer my backside off with the boys. Hopefully I can a little bit.
Good deal. Bring home a winner, Kyle. We'll talk to you next week, and thanks so much for the time, as always.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
See you later. Kyle Gibson, Cardinal right-hander with us on 101 ESPN. Again, Big League Impact hosting the Swing for Impact event May 19th over at Topgolf in Chesterfield. And you can go to bigleagueimpact.org. Just go to their events tab and you can get tickets for $250 or $400 for a pair of golfers. And that includes golf with a Cardinal player, food and three drink tickets for beer and wine, a cash bar available, cool silent auction items, and more. And you'll have the opportunity to support Big League Impact, founded by Adam Wainwright, and does amazing things not only in the St. Louis community, but around the world.